السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي لا ينسى من ذكره، والحمد لله الذي يجب من دعاه، والحمد لله الذي من وثق به لم يكل غيره. نحمده تعالى ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن حبيب الله، نور الله، رسول الله، محمد أفضل السلام، سيد الأدمين، صادق المصدوق، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال تعالى: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وقال تعالى: ألف لام ميم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. وعن أبي عبد الله خباب ابن الأرت رضي الله عنه: شكونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له في ظل الكعبة، قلنا: يا رسول الله، ألا تستنصر لنا؟ ألا تدعو الله لنا؟ فقال: قد كان في من قبلكم يؤخذ الرجل ويحفر له في الأرض ويجعل فيها، ثم يؤتى بالمنشار فيوضع على رأسه ويجعل نصفين، ويمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه وعظمه، وما يسده ذلك عن دينه. والله لا يتمن الله هذا الأمر حتى يسير الراكب من صنعاء إلى حضر موت لا يخاف إلا الله أو الذئب على غنمه، ولكنكم تستعجلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يمر الرجل على القبر فيتمره عليه ويقول: يا ليتني كنت مكان صاحب هذا القبر، وليس بهذا الدين ما به إلا البلاء. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the author of all existence and the most generous to his creation, whilst he is also the all-compelling. He is the only one worthy of our worship, having no partners, no associates, no sons, no daughters, no one whom he must consult, and there is no one or anything which has any comparison with him. All praise is for Allah, who is the king of all who claim sovereignty, and the only one who has the right to legislate for his creatures. All praise is for Allah, who gives life and causes death, whilst death has no effect upon him, because he is the ever-living, the self-subsisting, the eternal and the only absolute. All praise is for Allah, who has power over all things, and there is in reality no power, no influence to cause benefit or detriment except through him. It is he who has created this complex world, the seen and the unseen, the evident and the speculative, the earth, whatever's on it, and whatever lies beneath it. We send peace and salutation on all the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, but our most choices of durood go to none other than the masterpiece himself, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of the most remarkable hadith, which perhaps every believer needs to hear during the times that we are living in today. Subhanallah, what are you going through? Pain, stress, anxiety, problems, difficulties, a loss of something or someone, and you cannot seem to understand why. Listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he comforts the believers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min," that how amazing are the affairs of a believer. "Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair," for him there is good in everything. "Walaysa dhalika li ahadin illa al-mu'min," and this is not for anyone except a believer. "In asabathu sarra'u shakara fakana khayran lah," when he attains any goodness, he shows gratitude, and this is good for him. "وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَّهُ," and when any difficulty afflicts him, he exercises patience, and this is good for him. It has been said that the life of this world is like a sport. We face obstacles and we overcome them. Each time we fall till we finish what has been started. We try and try never to quit, because what is life without trying? And if we want to give up because we think that it is hard and it's unfair, and we want to give up because of this, we should think again. Because if we think this way, we are being unfair to our own selves. Sometimes the problems are not too big, but we are too small. That's why we cannot overcome them. Real success does not lie in money and wealth and fame. Real success lies within. Real success lies in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think that there's nothing that you can be grateful for, just close your eyes for a moment and imagine that there's a person who did not wake up today, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you another chance to better yourself as a believer. Or just take a breath and imagine that at this very moment you are sitting here in the masjid, there's someone taking his last breath, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, He has still kept you here today. It has been said that one tree can make 1,000 matches, but even one matches has the potential to burn down 1,000 trees. Meaning that many times in our lives, we have so many positive things going on, but we let the one negative thing enter inside and corrupt all the positivity that is going on in our lives. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A believer is like a tender plant which is swayed back and forth by the wind. Sometimes it is made to bend, and sometimes it is made to stand upright until his appointed times. And a hypocrite is like a pine tree which stands firm in the ground. Nothing affects it until it is uprooted at once." In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma yasibu al-muslima min nasabin wala wasabin wala hammin wala hazanan wala adhan wala ghammin hatta shawkati yushakuha illa kaffarallahu biha min khatayahu." That nothing happens to a believer, whether it's physical tiredness, anxiety, problems, sickness, even something small as a thorn poking him, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay him. Imam Ahmad narrates in his Musnad on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, there was once an Arab Bedouin man who was walking past Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was strong and powerful, and he was self-impressed by his own strength. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him, and he had some questions for him. He says to him, Mata hasasta bi ummu mildam? When was the last time you experienced ummu mildam? He says, the Bedouin, what is ummu mildam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-humma, it is a fever. He says, what is a fever? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sakhanatun takun bayna al-idhami wal-jild. It is a sense of heat that affects you between your bones and your skin. He says, Mali bidalika ahad. I've never experienced anything like that before. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Mata hasasta bisuda. When was the last time you experienced a headache? He says, the Bedouin, what is a headache? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Darbanun yakunu bayna sudghayni wa ra's. It is a thumping that happens between the head and the temple. He says, Mali bidhalika ahad. I've never experienced anything like that before. The man goes away, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man sarrahu an yanzura ila rajulin min ahli an-nari falyanzur ila hadha. Whoever wishes to look at a person from the fire of Jahannam should look at this individual right here. You stay in this world and you do not have any problems, no stress, no difficulties. This cannot be the way of a believer, because inna 'idam al-jaza'i ma 'idam al-bala'i. The amount of the reward is connected to the amount of the suffering. Wa inna Allah ta'ala idha ahabba qawman aw 'abdan ibtalahum. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes goodness for a person or a nation, He tests them. And what is an example of real patience? They say, the fish said to the sea that, you cannot see my tears because I'm in the water. And the sea answered back, but I can feel your tears because you are within my heart. Similarly to us, nobody can really know what we are going through except those who are close to us. And who can be more closer to us than the one who created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when even says in the Quran that is closer to us than even our jugular vein. There's a very beautiful story of Urwa ibn Zubayr, the son of Zubayr ibn Awam radiallahu anhu, one of the 10 companions who was promised paradise. Urwa ibn Zubayr, who was a muhaddith, a scholar of hadith, a mu'arrikh, a historian, and one of the 7 famous jurists of Medina. And he has a beautiful story with pertaining to patience. One day, he was traveling from Medina to Damascus. And on the way, he started to feel some pain in his foot. He later discovered that it was al-akala, gangrene. He goes to Damascus and he enters the gathering of the Khalifa at that time, Al-Walid ibn Abdul Malik, and he says to him, I want to show you something. And the Khalifa calls his doctors, and when they assess him, they say that this is gangrene and your leg needs to be amputated. Urwa ibn Zubayr, he says, no problem. They call the jazzar, the butcher, because there was no anyone who was going to do that job 1400 years ago. They says to him, Nusqiq al-khamr, we need to give you some alcohol to knock you out. He says, I cannot take anything which is impermissible. They say to him, Nusqiq al-mulqid, we need to give you something to make you sleep. He say, I do not want any of my limbs to be taken from me without me feeling the full pain. I want the reward must be equal to the suffering. And then he sees a group of people coming in. He says, who are these people? They say to him, these are the people that are going to hold you. And he says, inshallah, they will not need to do that. The jazar, he comes and he takes the knife and he starts to cut the leg, cutting through the flesh, through the tissue, through the muscles, no anesthetic. And when he reaches the bone, he removes the knife and he takes the sword and he cuts until the whole leg is severed. And all this time, they never heard him saying anything of discontent. And to seal the wound, they take a vessel of boiling oil and they put the leg inside the oil, and he faints at this moment. The pain is excruciating. Then he wakes up a few moments later, wiping the sweat over his head, and he sees the people carrying away his food. He says to them, bring it to me. And he kisses it and he says, Ama walladhi hamalani alayki innahu la ya'lamu anni ma mashaytu biki ila harama wala ma'asiyah. I say by the one who has carried me throughout my life on you, I have never used you to walk towards any haram or anything which is impermissible. And in the same journey, the news was conveyed to him that the youngest of his 7 sons was in a nearby stable and a camel kicked him and he did not make it, he died. He never said anything. He's traveling back to Medina, and only when he reached a place called Wadi al-Qura, he says, لَقَدْ لَقِيْنَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. This journey of us has been indeed a very difficult one for us. And then he makes a dua. He says, O Allah, you gave me 7 sons and took away one. And you gave me 4 limbs and took away one. And you left me with 3. O Allah, if you have tested me, then I remember that you gave me goodness for a very long time. And if you have taken away some things from me, then I remember that you have left me with so much more. So, إذا رأيت الله يحبس عنك الدنيا ويكثر عليك الشدائد فاعلم بأنك عزيز عند الله. When you see that Allah has made this world constricted upon you and you have many problems, remember that you are great in the sight of Allah. We relax in a bus despite us not knowing who the driver is, and we relax on the plane despite us not knowing who the pilot is. Why don't we relax in life, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our provider, our sustainer, is surely in control. Let every hardship of yours bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the world, when the world becomes constricted upon you, within the glorious Quran is your orchard. And if you ever feel curtailed and restricted to the heavens, raise your call. Finally, dear respected brothers, we are from Madrasa Nur for the Blind, situated in Sidara near Pietermaritzburg, and we want to warmly extend our invitation to all of you for our Jalsa, which is going to take place next week Sunday, and that is the 14th of December, and you are all welcomed, and your presence there will indeed be a very great pleasure to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease all the suffering that is going on around in the Muslim Ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us real patience through every difficulty that we go through. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.